Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The world's hottest rainforest isn't the Amazon. It's kept under glass in the desert of southern Arizona. Biosphere 2, operated by the University of Arizona, was built 30 years ago as an experiment in space colonization. But now the ecosystems inside are perfect for climate research. Unlike in the real world, scientists can control the elements, which is what they did when they turned off the rain for 2 months. They're tracking how carbon cycles through a rainforest during a drought. As Melissa Siviny from member station KNAU reports, it's a glimpse of what the world might look like in a hotter, drier future.
Scientists know forests soak up about a third of carbon emissions from fossil fuels, but they don't know exactly where that carbon goes or how it's affected by drought. Laura Meredith is director of research at Biosphere 2's rainforest, which is sealed inside a gymnasium-sized pyramid of steel and glass. She wants to find out if ecosystems will respond to droughts in a way that releases carbon and worsens climate change, or...
or in a way that actually helps mitigate it, helps slow down the process. Maybe they have some mechanisms that allow them to be very resilient and to sort of absorb those changes.
It's a massive experiment with 80-plus scientists from 13 institutions, funded by a $2 million grant from the European Research Council. Inside the Biosphere 2's rainforest is a hollowed-out mountain buzzing with scientific instruments.
So in this room, we have about 20 gas analyzers.
A spiderweb of plastic tubes links the analyzers to every part of the rainforest.
The plants look a little bit like they're hospitalized with all of the sensors, too. And so we have sap flow sensors, water storage sensors.
The team even had to hire rock climbers to scale the top of the glass dome and hook sensors onto individual leaves. Jana Uren is a biosystems engineer.
We had to order like 20 bags of turkey bags like that you would normally cook your Thanksgiving turkey in. And we made little enclosures for leaves.
That's to figure out how plants spend their carbon when they're stressed. Do they store it in roots and leaves, give it away to microbes, or breathe it back into the air as a kind of coping mechanism? Joost van Haren is an earth scientist at the University of Arizona.
Again, it's this resilience that trees have, which is so super cool. And that because of many ways that trees are so different from us humans, that we really don't quite grasp that kind of resilience just yet.
The scientists will collect enough data to fill 20 million books, says cyber infrastructure expert Bonnie Hurwitz.
Everything is wired and linked up, streaming to the cloud, and it gives us an opportunity, unlike any other ecosystem, where we have both the technology and the science in place to really measure and monitor these global processes that are impossible to do in the field.
The idea is to build better models of how ecosystems work. The scientists say those predictions will be crucial as real rainforests continue to heat up. John Adams, deputy director of Biosphere 2, says it was built by people who dreamed of going to other planets. But now it's about protecting our own.
There is only one Earth. Everything just had to come together to make it a suitable atmosphere and conditions for you and I to survive. And you just don't find that anywhere else.
Last week, the team turned the rain back on. Now they'll study the rainforest as it recovers from 2 months of drought. For Here and Now, I'm Melissa Siviny.